The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Here we are once again talking with our pals from Talk Radio News right from the get-go, trying to figure out what in the heck's going on in Washington and the ripple effects of some of the decisions or lack of decisions that affect all of us in the nooks and crannies. Who better to kick it around with than our pal, the former congressman from Ohio, Talk Radio News' Bob Ney. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good, Kate. How are you?
Do you like that, the rippling effects of what the decisions are or aren't in Washington,
D.C.? Well, that's true. Yeah, that'll make the whole country ripple.
That's right. So we love these polls here. And ABC News, Washington Post did a new one. And pretty much it's just what we keep seeing, that it's not good for the president, it's not good for Congress, right?
Right. When you look at the thumbs down, it's for the president and the Congress, more towards how they're handling this. You look at the thumbs up, though, the president's pushing for this temporary type of money, which is $3.7 billion. That's a thumbs up on that one. But the way that the both are operating, trying to get a more permanent solution doesn't seem to be cutting it with the electorate.
Yeah, doesn't seem to be cutting it. All right, so you and I have been talking about this now for a while, of course, the situation with immigration and the kids coming in over. And what's the latest as you parcel this out for us?
Well, it's very interesting because I see where Congressman or Senator Cornyn from Texas and Guerra, who is a Democratic member of the House, they have a bill together, and that will be a bill to undo the 2008 Bush law, which was voice voted, which set up the criteria to look at each and every case of the children coming from that area of the world in Central America. And they are trying to repeal it, except for cases where, in fact, the children would be in a position where they could be killed, which really, honestly, doesn't do much because that would still be a factor in assessing these children. So they're going to have to go with the temporary money. So I think the House goes with the temporary money. They'll put some stipulations that you have to look at deportation, et cetera, in cases, but they're going to have to go with the money. They cannot sit and just let this go nowhere. But I do think after the election that you'll see John Boehner or if somebody succeeds him, have to address this issue as the presidential race gets going in 2016. They're going to have to address it.
Yeah, you saw this problem way back when you were in Congress. Did you imagine we get to this point with the flow and with this situation we have now?
No, I didn't. You know, when I was there, President Bush, he didn't call it, he called it pathway to something. He didn't call it asylum or amnesty. But I remember people in the Republicans in the closed door were screaming, Bush, this is amnesty with Bush. We're just not doing it. Our people don't want it. And all of a sudden, over a period of time here, and within a decade, this is a whole different world, a whole different ballgame. And also the realization that we've got high school students who have been here illegally. What are you going to do? Some of them don't even speak the home country language.
We're stuck in a really strange, I think, place in the United States. And it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, as far as the people are concerned. I think everyone's furious about this, Bob.
Yes, they are. And the people don't know which direction to go. And then there's a special category for certain kids. But if you're a Mexican child, you go straight back. If you're Haitian, they fly you right back. So we don't have a continuity of policies. It's kind of piecemeal. Fix this one and that one and now this dilemma here.
Yeah, crazy. If everything that's going on now, because pretty soon we're getting to that break time, do you think there'll be a push to jam a few things through, or no, it's going to be the opposite, because anything that's controversial is not worth touching with the midterm elections around the corner?
They're not really touching the controversial things like immigration, et cetera, that they would need to tackle. But they're going to do, October the 1st, the government shuts down, and that is not going to happen. Oh, they'll beat their chest and scream and do their 1 minute and, will the gentleman yield and all that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, they're going to temporarily do something. There is no way John Boehner is going to try that shutdown route again. The Highway Trust Fund, I would be in shock if they don't do something, at least $10 billion temporarily to hold it to next year. Again, I think if they communicate with people, they could make a permanent solution that used to be a kumbaya, easy, you know, easy run on that highway trust fund. But they'll have to do something, you know, on that. They're going to have to give the president money. That's another item that, you know, you and I just talked about, but they're going to have to do that. And, so there's a few things. The VA is underway already. That's not a must do by the time they leave, but there are a few things that they have to hit.
Boy. All right, we'll see what happens. Bob Ney, thanks so much as always. We'll catch you again soon. Bye-bye. Even Paul Ryan said what we were just talking about there, that the forget it, immigration bills galore are dead. There's no way anything's going to move in any direction when you've got these midterm elections coming up. I thought it was interesting what the congresswoman from Tennessee had to say, Marsha Blackburn. Take a listen to this. She said we could cut the aid to the countries to pay for the illegal kids. So, in other words, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, we cut them off of our payroll, and there's the money. That frees up the money to pay for the tens of thousands who are overtaxing the Border Patrol. Blackburn said Obama's $3.7 billion proposal doesn't attack the root of the problem, and she'd rather see USAID money used to fight all of that violence in Central America rather than for the children to cross the border. See, you know, here's the deal. If they're taking a hard line, they still are very cautious in what they're saying. She said she had great compassion for the kids. She visited some during a trip to the Fort Sill Army base in Oklahoma over the weekend so she could get a chance to see it for herself. And she says it shows you that this is a situation that's gotten away from the administration. And I don't care what your politics are. Obviously, that has happened. And now, how do you try to get it at least to come a little bit backwards? Can you walk this back? And I think this is part of the problem. It's very tough to do that. And you have to have some money dedicated to it because there has to be more bodies thrown at this. The judges, absolutely, if you're going to hurry up some of these hearings, the only way you can do that is to have more judges processing these kids to deport them. The other thing, you have to have more Border Patrol agents because right now so many are acting kind of as quasi-babysitters, moving kids from point A to point B and not really doing some of their normal duties because they're awash in this other stuff that has happened. You need to have more Border Patrol agents. There's just no two ways about that unless the governors decide, well, let's send some, especially the border states, which is what it would be, let's send out some of the National Guard if it's really bad and they really need help at certain points. Because that's it. They're getting taken off whatever the normal routes would be. So some money has to go toward this. It's a question of how much money. And then the other thing is, this is only to solve the current problem once again. It doesn't do anything for the future. This is a temporary Band-Aid, and there is the big, big problem. So whether it's just part of the $3.7 billion that comes out of this, whatever it is, it's only a Band-Aid. The problem will still exist. The problems at the border, the crossings, all of that does not truly go away. All right, if you want to throw in on this, your 2 cents, that is, you can, 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side here in America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled Penn Readings to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Down that road right there that separates our country from Mexico and everything that's pouring in and the big questions surrounding it. We continue to beat a path there, so to speak. I remember back in 2007, remember this? Remember Hillary Clinton? Remember John McCain being rallying around this? Remember Bush backing amnesty, as we were talking about with Bob Ney, for the 12 million who had come across illegally? Everybody had an opinion on it. There was rallies all over the place. I remember being in Las Vegas and seeing people walk down the strip with signs and holding rallies and doing the same thing in Dallas and doing the same thing in Philadelphia and all over the country. But Congress, you know, said, this is it. You know, we're staying put. So now here we are again talking about the same thing. And with this crazy amount of crossings where you've got these kids and you got these teenagers and then you have the gang members who are trying to get the teenagers when they're near them in some of these holding areas to flip over to join the gang, which is the pressure they were getting in their Central American countries, pretty much amnesty is out of the question anyway. It, certainly for the Obama term, that's not going to happen. with the little he has left, it's not going to happen. And it was interesting that Bob brought up George Bush, because that was the big push, if you remember, in 2001. That, hey, we're here hand in hand and with Mexico, and we're gonna figure this out. We're gonna pull apart some of the walls that separate Mexico from the United States, and you know, it's crazy what happened. There was a big influx during the Bush administration. There was. And then you had 2007, where people were protesting, where actually you had people protesting illegals coming into the country. And then you had people who wanted illegals to have a pathway to amnesty. And you had a real, in some cities, you had a real clash, right? You had a real clash, just depending on how active the crowd was. And so some would say, yeah, you know what, are we going to see that again? Or with this crisis at the border, are we going to see more of those rallies that we saw back then? Are we going to see that you have La Raza and the Hispanic Chambers of Commerce in various areas coming out in directions in support of the trying of, you know, trying to have this immigration reform? But there's just no way during Obama's tenure that we'll see that. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And when you look at the makeup of the country, and then you look at and you look at the direction, the twisted direction that we've turned in, it is, to me, it's just so frightening that we keep hitting the same thing over and over and over and over again. And it's, we got to secure the border. We got to secure the border. I mean, it's almost laughable when someone says that. Could I run on a platform where, when I'm asked that question, I'm out of the town hall and shaking hands, and people ask me what I think of it? Can I actually say, well, we got to secure the borders? That's the first thing we have to do. Because we know that's not going to happen. We heard this back in 2007. We heard this back in 2001. And we had laws on the books that weren't enforced. And so this is ultimately where you end up. And, of course, part of that was people had work. People were trying to better themselves. People had a way to get across. They had somebody on the other side. There were ways to find a cousin, an aunt, a family, somebody that you could huddle with. And there's still plenty of that. But now it is even more messed up because of the executive action, executive order, to allow the kids to come in, and the confusion in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, or maybe not really confusion, but the idea that, look, I'll just take this money, get my kid out of here. Take them to the United States. But they're not going to be able to stay in the United States. And in some cases, they've lost thousands and thousands, you know, of dollars. So go figure. Like, I got this email today from Joe in Massachusetts, and Joe said, Kate, I love it when you say we're a nation of immigrants. We are. I think you come from an Irish background. I come from an Irish background as well, and I can remember hearing stories from my great-grandfather about the prejudice and what they had to deal with. But they also busted their hump to come through legal channels, even though in some ways it was hell. And that helped the future generations. So because we have no gate, it's not fair for everybody else. And I think you've talked about that. Yeah, but that argument's not even part of the argument of what's happening at the border now. Nobody's bringing that up. Nobody's saying, well, what about all the people that are trying to get here and people that are waiting in line, and now they're even pushed back further, unless they're brilliant and they have some kind of economics degree, and then they're getting a master's in something else, and they're coming from, you know, whatever country, somewhere in Asia or somewhere in you know, we could be specific, from India or coming from China or coming from Japan or coming from wherever, and, you know, then that's different, and that is thought of as, okay, so here's your visa, here's a work visa, and a lot of times then companies that turns into their funnel to get dual citizenship or citizenship. But that's different from what is happening along the southern route, along Mexico. And so because we're constantly talking about this constantly and thinking about it and seeing this influx that's really, really overwhelming some towns, the answer is you really do have to do something about the border. You really have to have a way to better have a handle on who's coming in and out. And I guess part of that has to be the quick deportations. Regardless of what that looks like, we have to have more judges, more immigration judges, that can process people in a better way. Because the ones that now, with this policy enforcement, with this new policy, the ones that fall into that crevice have to be processed and stay in the United States. I mean, the rest are going back. They're getting deported because they don't have a lifeline. But at least they can be deported faster so that they're not in some giant warehouse-like kind of facility hanging and waiting and waiting and waiting. I mean, it almost reminds you when you see it of people that were in a flood or a fire, and this was an emergency shelter with cots and toothbrushes that somebody hands you and meals that are being handed out to the tune of $250 a day per person, by the way, so you know that. So it's not cheap on any of us. But it's also, I think, more humane to do the process, now that I think about it, to do the process faster, so that those who are definitely not staying, who can't stay, who have no ties that they can jump on, get kicked back quicker. So you reduce the amount of overcrowding in places like Fort Sill or some of the other spots where they're being housed, because it's getting too overwhelming as far as the housing situation. So some of that money, like I said at the top, has to be allocated. Coming back on the flip side, are you vaping? Doing the hookah thing? Man, it couldn't be more popular. On the lighter side, odds and ends. You don't want to miss it.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Whoa! This is big! Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We've been talking about this a lot on America Tonight, places where you live that I just saw this because I just came back from Hawaii, what was it, 5-6 months ago. And the people in Hawaii, they say, live 6 years longer on average than, for example, the people in Mississippi. We have a lot of people listening to us in Mississippi, and we have some, frankly, in Hawaii that are tuning in, too. So what is the difference between those places, and how about other places that seem to be identified as healthy? What is it about those spots? Time Life Books has come up with a real gem, Healthiest Places to Live, Lessons from the Top Spots for Fitness, Nutrition, and here, I like this part of the book, Aging Well. One of the editors is with us now, Claudia Wallace. And Claudia, I just love that you tackled this. And the photographs are just amazing. And I think everything that went into this is so interesting to me. And some of the places that were picked out that made the list, I didn't even realize they were on the list. What was it like going through this and learning that for yourself as you were, you know, you're the book's editor, as you were picking out those spots?
It was really fascinating, exciting. We started out by pouring through a lot of different sources of information. You know, of course, the Centers for Disease Control and census information and, you know, polling data like Gallup Healthways and all kinds of information. We were just grabbing it. And then certain cities and areas started to really emerge in certain categories. So, for example, you mentioned Honolulu, in Hawaii. Hawaii is just terrific health-wise on a lot of different levels, and it's just the top of the list certainly for longevity. People just live longer there. But they also, they eat healthy. They get more exercise than a lot of other places. Just on so many measures, they do well. And once we kind of dug in and found a reporter who's, you know, from Hawaii, from Honolulu, and could kind of bring that real perspective, we learned that there are also cultural attitudes that contribute to the good health in that area of the country.
Yeah, and is that part of it? It's a lot of outdoor activity, frankly, in Hawaii, great weather.
Well, there's a lot of that, but they also have this concept called ohana, where they feel very connected to one another. They look after each other. The young check in on their grandmothers. There's a real sort of community aspect, and we found that also in one of our other healthiest cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Very tight-knit, you know, caring environment. That makes a difference, too, to your health. You feel connected. You have a sense of purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense to me. How about for eating the best? I would imagine it's somewhere on the West Coast.
Yeah, you got that right. We had to pick the San Francisco Bay Area for the healthiest eating. It's the number one city for farmers markets. They're just everywhere. But my own city, New York City, is number two, by the way. So that's not too bad. But, it's really the kind of the birthplace of the local food movement. You know, people are almost obsessed with how fresh can their food be? You know, did it come from just a few miles away? You know, you've got people with chickens in their backyard in San Francisco because they want their eggs to be so fresh. It's a real foodie culture, and there's real data to back up the fact that people eat very well. They eat more vegetables and fruit there than most spots in the U.S. You want to know the worst place for vegetable consumption?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. What's the worst place?
That would be Louisiana.
Fried food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fried food, and really, 32% of people in the state eat less than one serving of vegetables a day. It's not too good.
Yeah, that's not too good. Maybe just start getting that green shake action going, something like that for sure. Yeah,
that might help.
That might help. It's easier to do. That's why a lot of people do that. They say, oh, it's time. How about the fittest people? Who are the fittest people of when you crunched everything?
Yeah, Colorado. Colorado always comes out at the top. So we go with Denver and Boulder as our you know, more local areas. On average, people in Colorado take 2,000 more steps a day than the average American living somewhere else. And there's a cultural factor. It's like, well, your neighbor's biking and jogging and running and their kids are doing it. And it's just like a whole, it sort of builds on itself. You feel kind of like a slug if you're not being active there. So it's almost in the drinking water.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting as we're talking about these various cities and how they came up and scoring them and whatnot. A city that I live in, Plano, Texas, was the safest. What was the criteria for that?
Well, I didn't know you were from Plano. That's great. Good for you. Plano always comes out on the top of FBI lists for low crime. And so we noticed that because being safe is part of health, too. And our wonderful reporter went out and really talked to the Plano police and the volunteers that get very involved in keeping the streets safe. And it ended up being really, I thought, a wonderful and surprising story about how hard Plano works and how collaboratively how inventively they work with the, you know, sort of a police, you know, civilian collaboration to keep things safe. I hope you feel safe there.
I feel safe. I grew up in New York and Philadelphia, and I've lived all over the place. Probably I've lived in half of the places for different things that we've talked about here already. But they are really good about that. There's a lot of crime prevention, and I think that makes a difference, and there's that sense of community that you talked about, too. Hey, we're talking to Claudia Wallace, and, of course, it's interesting. She's the book editor for this new book, Healthiest Places to Live, Lessons from the Top Spots for Fitness, Nutrition, and Aging Well. It's time Home Entertainment that put this soft cover book together, identifying the top U.S. cities where people enjoy all these things that we've been, you know, yapping about here. And when you go down the list as far as spiritual, I think that would be tough to narrow that. Who came out on top with their spiritual well-being?
That is a tough one, and there's a lot of ways, of course, to look at, you know, spiritual well-being, and it's obviously a hard thing to measure. We chose the Provo Orem, Utah area for a number of reasons. I mean, it is a very spiritual place in the traditional sense. People are religious there, mostly Mormon. And of course, along with that comes, you know, not drinking and not even dealing with caffeinated beverages. But there are other things too, about Provo and Orem. There's, when you poll people there, as Gallup does in their well-being polls, this region of the country always comes out as very optimistic, like the most optimistic outlook. And that actually is where, in a lot of ways, spirit meets body. You know, having a sort of upbeat, optimistic outlook has been shown by research to contribute to better health. So
yeah, interesting. Yeah, I get that. That makes sense, absolutely. And if you went down a whole list, boy, like you said, it's hard to pick because you could go in a lot of different directions with that for sure. Healthcare. How about healthcare? Because you know this nation, that's what we're doing. It's a tug of war over healthcare, no matter what your politics are or how many people you have in your family or if you're single. This is the big buzz in the backyard. Everybody's always talking about healthcare. So who gets the nod for that?
We gave it to Boston, Massachusetts. Healthcare is moving and changing very quickly, of course, because of Obamacare. And it may be, but Boston, under Governor Mitt Romney, adopted something very similar to, you know, the ACA. And so the state of Massachusetts leads the country in terms of providing coverage to its citizens, healthcare coverage. And on top of that, Boston is just, you know, an international mecca for people seeking Medicare because of the phenomenal hospitals there. You know, many of the best hospitals in the country in many of the specialties, you know, every kind of specialty are in Boston. So for those reasons, we went with Boston, which has also got very good health data in terms of how healthy the population is there.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then, of course, you could gather a lot of that data pretty easily. How about the raising a child, raising a healthy child?
Yeah, I really like the way this one came out. We crunched some numbers and we ended up coming up with Burlington, Vermont. And boy, by the time I read the story that our reporter wrote on that one, I was like ready to move. It's just kind of got everything for a family. It's got, you know, it's got the lake in the summer, and it's got the mountains in the winter. It's a very outdoorsy culture, you know, sort of like Boulder and Denver, but very, very child friendly, very high. I think it's number two in the country, Burlington, maybe close to Boston. I think Boston's one and Burlington's two for pediatricians, you know, the number of pediatricians per population. And then it's just so many, the city itself does so much. It has a lot of policies in place to make all the sort of infrastructure and outdoors available to everyone. You know, lakefront property there is kind of, the lakefront is open to everyone, to rich and poor. It's not like a only for the rich kind of situation.
Yeah.
So that impacts us.
Yeah, Vermont is a really cool place. All right, so if you get this book, you might want to move to some of the places that you read about, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was ready to, like, move to all of them.
I love it. I love it. It's very cool. Healthiest Places to Live, Lessons from the Top Spots for Fitness, Nutrition, and Aging Well. Time Home Entertainment has it out. Pick it up if you really want to be entertained, for sure. Claudia Wallace, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure, and I just want to add that it is on newsstands, and you can find it almost anywhere where you'll find magazines.
Awesome. Thanks, Claudia.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, for all of you in those nooks and crannies for your health. You're going to love our next guest. David Janow is with us, and he is a global food ingredient entrepreneur. That's a mouthful, but it's important, right? So you think of what's happening with rice becoming the new wheat. I just had this discussion with somebody when I was actually in San Diego, and he's apparently the go-to guy for the FDA and the USDA, so that's good enough for us. We thought it'd be fun to have him on the show and kick this around. There's so much we don't know. David, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
So let's break this down. I mean, most of us are true novices when it comes to understanding gluten in wheat and GMOs in corn. And, you know, a lot of us are reading up on that and people are becoming more schooled in it. But tell us about gluten and especially gluten allergies. I have a friend who discovered she had a gluten allergy and it was terrible. I mean, it was a serious problem. Once she went gluten-free, her life turned around. So there are a lot of people that are starting to discover this, aren't there?
Absolutely. It's actually recently come to the forefront that it has a lot to do with Crohn's disease and celiac patients as well. And what they find is that there's an allergen in the wheat called gluten or glutelin, and the glutelin is actually giving a lot of people adverse effects in what they eat, whether it's the bread, whether it's the cookies, anything that wheat is in has gluten. And so what's happening now in the industry is what you're seeing is they're trying to get away from the gluten, so they're looking for another source. And corn has its own problems with being genetically modified. And so a lot of the natural food world and the natural type products out there do not want to use GMO products. So what you have now is two issues with two of the main crops in the world. And so now people are looking to a third crop, which is rice. And rice protein or brown rice protein in general and rice starch. And the reason is because it's hypoallergenic. It's gluten-free, it's vegan, lactose-friendly, and so on.
So is that what you mean? Is that what people mean when they say rice is the new wheat? Explain that term. Flesh that out for us.
Yeah, sure. Wheat is the largest crop in the world, followed by corn, and then followed by rice. And everybody in the world has been growing wheat for years and years. Unfortunately, the way it's been changed over the years, it has this gluten in it, and you can get rid of the gluten in some types of wheat. It's very difficult. In corn, for example, the second largest one, as I said, and it's been genetically modified, which means it's been, the DNA sequence has been altered, and so a lot of people don't want to use that. And so people are looking for a third alternative or another alternative to what they can make breads out of and cakes. And it turns out that rice is a great third alternative. So it looks like that rice, you know, you have the ADMs of the world and you have the Cargills of the world all based in wheat and their whole business is in wheat. But not too many, rice companies have been doing that. So what you're seeing is a lot of the functional properties that have been developed for wheat over the years are now being developed for rice, including, you know, scientific evidence showing you how good rice is for you, including brown rice.
Yeah. One of the things that you're involved with, and I had no idea about this, that you take the petroleum product processing out of making rice protein. So what does that mean? Because when I think of rice, I think of all the things that we were talking about at the top here. It's natural. So why does it have petroleum in it or petroleum products in it?
Well, in order to make any type of protein, you have to every plant has a certain amount of protein in it. The question is how easily it is to extract that protein from the plant. And very simple methods of extracting proteins from plants use petroleum-based products such as the hexane. Hexane actually carves out that protein from the starchy point of view, for example, in rice. And you can use hexane, and it's easy, economical way of separating the protein fraction from the starch fraction. The problem is there's leftover hexane in there. So no matter what you do, you're still going to have issues with the petroleum in your diet. What we've been able to do, and some of my colleagues, we've been able to use water-based solutions in separation methods in order to separate different fractions, the fat, the protein, the carbohydrates, the starch components. And what we found is we don't need to use such a harsh petroleum-based product. We can actually use a all-natural product like water or like using different types of sieves or mechanical processes in order to separate the components of what makes up the rice. And what we found is that it's actually a better process for it because when you use these hard chemicals, just like imagine you're using nail polish remover on your fingers, it removes the polish. Well, it's the same thing with the protein. What happens is you hurt the protein by using the hexane, and you denature the proteins. And so the proteins, when you start eating them, aren't as good. However, if you use a natural process, an enzymatic or a water-type-based process, you can actually keep the proteins intact and use them in their native form.
Wow. So I mentioned at the top that you were the guy that the FDA and the USDA was talking to. Explain how you work with them.
Right now, we just received grass approval, and grass means not grass that grows on the ground, but something called Generally Recognized as Safe. And basically it's an acronym for food products. And most food products, a lot of the novel new products do not have it, but we just received GRAS certification, which is generally recognized as safe to eat. The other thing we've worked on is working with the rice crops, with the USDA, making sure they're clean, making sure that the rice that we use is pristine, and we get them from a number of different areas around the world. And so what we've done is we've been in quite a lot of contact with the FDA. I don't know if you guys remember the melamine issues that came along in China, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And those were all issues that we were involved in a good way, in that they were asking for our help, make sure that there was no melamine in the product, because the melamine was actually giving a false protein content. And so they were trying to sell a product that had another product in that gave a false protein. So we were asked to get involved in that for some time, and we did. We helped them. So we have a number of good opportunities with the FDA. We're actually working with USDA on a number of different methods of extraction for rice bran proteins. The USDA, I don't know if anybody knows this, but the USDA actually has divisions of R&D teams that actually help with agriculture in the U.S. And what they do is they spend, get a 3 or 4 year grant from the government, and they work on different extraction processes exactly for these purposes, just like what we've been doing on our own, to extract protein, to extract the starch, to extract the rice bran, to extract the fiber, which are all goods, and make them economical and in such a way that it's a natural form of doing it, and so that we can help the farmers and help industry in the United States.
Yeah. And you mentioned this primarily. Where is the bulk of the rice coming from?
Well, the largest supplier of rice actually happens in China. They're the largest producer of rice, followed probably by India. And then you have a lot of the Southeast Asian countries, including Myanmar, Thailand, Laos, Vietnam, Cambodia, Vietnam.
Yeah.
Those countries are all very large producers of rice that gets sold in commodities throughout the world. And so depending on where you get them, they all have different kinds of strains, just like wheat, just like corn. And so what you have to do is figure out which variety is the best variety for what we're trying to do. And, you know, we've been lucky enough to do that. And that's some of the issues or the things we have. For example, the rice that's grown in the United States is a small quantity. It's not a large quantity. We use about 95 or 97% of all the rice in the U.S. is consumable. The rest is exported out, which is a small amount compared to these other countries.
Yeah, not surprising. We know the famous rice paddies, as suspected,
yep.
But interesting that there still is some that is being consumed and is grown here, if you will, in the United States. David Janow, thanks for coming on. Interesting stuff. We'll wait and see where all of this goes, but interesting the alternatives that are out there as people are becoming more aware of it. We appreciate it. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.